cari fratelli e sorelle.
Pope Benedict has appealed for people to take more care and attention while travelling on the roads. The Holy Father was speaking to tens of thousands of pilgrims and visitors who braved Rome's burning midday sun to join him in praying the traditional Sunday Angelus.
La fine del giugno segna per I paesi dell'emisfero nord del pianeta l'inizio della stagione estiva e per tanta gente cominciano le ferie.
Recalling that the end of June marks the beginning of summer for the countries in the Northern Hemisphere and for many people the time of holiday, Pope Benedict said that he wished people well in being able to have some days of deserved rest and relaxation. However, he said, I want to make an appeal for caution to those who travel on the roads during this time.
Ogni giorno purtroppo si registrano sulle strade incidenti con tante vite umane tragicamente stroncate.
The Holy Father said that, unfortunately, every day many accidents occur which tragically destroy many human lives, and the Pope said more than half of the victims are young people.
E più di metà delle vittime sono in età giovanile.
Pope Benedict told the crowd that in the last years a lot has been done to prevent such tragic events. However, he said, more can and must be done with the contribution and the engagement of everyone.
Con il contributo e l'impegno di tutti.
It is necessary, the Pope said, to fight the distraction and superficiality that in a moment can ruin the future for so many people.
La vita è preziosa ed unica. Va rispettata e protetta sempre.
Life is precious and unique, the Holy Father said. It must always be respected and protected, also by correct and prudent behavior on the roads. He said that the Virgin Mary accompanies us in the daily journey of life. She keeps watch on those who travel and obtains mercy for the victims of the road. Reminding the pilgrims that this coming week brings the solemnity of Saints Peter and Paul, Pope Benedict pointed out that in the city of Rome, the holy apostles sealed the proclamation of the gospel with their own blood.
L'annunzio del Vangelo.
The Holy Father invited pilgrims to join him this coming Wednesday in celebrating the solemnity in St. Peter's Basilica. The solemnity is traditionally when the Pope confers the pallium upon new metropolitan archbishops. The pallium is a woolen shawl woven with crosses and worn around the neck as a symbol of the archbishop's metropolitan authority.
L'unità e la cattolicità della Chiesa.
The Pope said that the Mass will be a meaningful occasion to underline the unity and the Catholicity of the Church. He told the faithful that at this celebration, as in previous years, a special delegation from the Ecumenical Patriarch of Constantinople will participate.
Una speciale delegazione inviata dal Patriarca Ecumenico.
The Patriarch of Constantinople is the spiritual leader of the world's Orthodox Christians. Pope Benedict said that he invited the faithful of Rome, who venerate the holy apostles Peter and Paul as their special patrons, pilgrims, and the entire people of God, to invoke heavenly protection upon the Church and its pastors. Before praying the Angelus, the Holy Father invoked the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To her, he said, Heavenly Queen of the Apostles, we entrust the Church and its missionary activity in the entire world.
Celeste Regina degli Apostoli, affidiamo la Chiesa e la sua azione missionaria nel mondo.
Amongst the pilgrims in the square was Father Jason Murphy, who had led a group of young pilgrims from Ireland.
The young people coming here, they were amazed. They really felt very much a part of the church. We walked into the St. Peter's and heard Mass in Latin, and they said, we are very proud to be Catholic, very proud to be Catholic, to be here. We unite with all these Catholics. And so it was a very special occasion. I came here with a group of 30 young people, and we have come from Ireland, and to see, this is the highlight of our trip here, to see the Pope. Because he unifies the whole church throughout the world, the symbol of unity, especially for Catholics in Ireland and throughout the world. To see the Pope and to see this beautiful basilica here in St. Peter's reminds us that we are united with Catholics throughout the world, especially with the upcoming feast day of St. Peter and Paul, when the church unites in celebrating the feast of those two great saints, the founders of the church. to sustain the mission that Benedict talked about. It's simple ways every day, meeting with people and simple things day in, day out, helping people with the struggles of their lives and bringing Jesus Christ to them in a real way every day of their lives.
Someone else listening closely to the Pope's message was Father Rolando Castillo from Miami, Florida.
For us Catholics, it's a beautiful opportunity to come together to the Feast of St. Peter and Paul that signifies the unity of the Church. And celebrating the 29th of June signifies the unity of the Universal Church in the apostolic succession of Peter. And as such, Pope Benedict XVI signifies today in the 21st century the unity of the Church, the unity of all Christians, and we pray that one day all the churches will be one as Jesus prayed for us to be one. The Church is being renewed in the United States in a different capacity, especially with the parishes. We believe that the parish is the center of the day-to-day life of the Church, and as such, the Church, the vocation come from the parishes, the family ministries come from the parish, and the youth, the children, they learn in of their faith in the parish.
After praying the Angelus, the Holy Father imparted his special apostolic blessing upon the crowd, which we share with you now.
Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Ex hoc nunc et usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui feci celum et terram.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius, et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.
After imparting his apostolic blessing, the Holy Father greeted the enthusiastic flag-waving pilgrims in several languages, including English.
I greet all the English-speaking pilgrims present today here in the square, and I wish all of you a pleasant Sunday. Grazie, buona domenica, arrivederci.